Well, it's not every day you get a chance to have a chat with a stormtrooper. A stormtrooper from Star Wars. What's your name, sir?
The name is Vic Gallucci. I was a stormtrooper. Now I do a little bit more extra work, which is a bit safer than being a stormtrooper.
So, back in the day, how old were you all decked up in this rather sweaty-looking plastic?
Well, I was 32 years of age. We actually worked on both pictures, because they shot them back-to-back, the first two episodes, for about just under 2 years, because they kept coming back for doing pick-up shots once it was edited. And once they saw what they got, I think everybody was aware it was something very, very special. But you don't know that until you've shot at least 70% of the picture.
So, overall, uncomfortable, difficult to move, and
desperate. The suits were made of glass fibre, and the helmets we wore were also made of really thick glass fibre. And I know what it's like now to take drugs. I used to put a straw in my mouth just to be able to breathe and just stick out there. But it was very primitive. That's what makes it so, almost so real, because there was no computerisation. It was all blue backing, and whatever you saw actually was happening.
Do you think that actually being... I'll let you carry on doing some signatures if you want, because you're signing at the moment. Do you think that actually being a stormtrooper set you up for other extra work, or have you always been hired off the back of your prolific extra actor?
Don't call me that again, prolific. No. I mean, this was just a job at the time. You know, can you run? Are you in good health? Yes, blah, blah, blah. Then we come down here. And of course, it slowly develops. I was lucky enough to be 5'8" tall, and the stuntmen were actually 6 foot plus. And I used to be always on the outside of the shots, the pickup shots, because they used to smash their heads against the ceiling. The actual arches were quite small. So, I mean, I've still got a bruised shoulder because of that.
Many, many years later. Carry on, I'll let you sign some stuff if you want. So I'm here at Elstree Studios, chatting with who I can, wandering around, and it's quite interesting. It's packed at the moment, but I've been told only 300 people were allowed here today. I wonder if that's because of the amount of signing that some of the actors and people involved in the original film are actually having to do right now. I just had a little brief chat with Darth Vader, who has quite a long queue, and it's kind of interesting, having worn the suit myself, or something very similar, without the full body stocking that went underneath, which I believe was quite tight.
Full body stocking actually came right over your face. Clearly the idea is not to show any flesh, and they were actually woolen, those body stockings, and you used to sweat. But I suppose that was all part of it, you know.
What else have you been in since?
Oh, I worked on... I stood in for Tom Cruise, believe it or not, on a picture called The Legend, which we did at Pinewood. I stood in on a picture, great picture, you all know of it, called Blade Runner. I was on the original Alien. I had 9 months' work on that. They were quite guarded about that picture, because I stood in for an actor called Tom Skerritt. He was captain of the ship. Was on the bill for 14 years in CID. Never solved a crime.
And what occupies a former stormtrooper nowadays?
Well, I've actually thrown myself into charity work. I organise one of the biggest and best classic car shows on the Isle of Wight each year. The show this year is the 15th and 16th of September, and it's solely designed to raise money for the El Mountbatten Hospice and St Catherine's School. It's a great show. If anybody's interested, they can always call me on 0208 439 7871, and I can book them in. If they've got a classic car, give me a call and we can carry on from there.
Is there a website for this show?
There are several websites. You'll find a website, Whitelink Isle of Wight Ferries Events, Isle of Wight Council Events, Classic Car Extravaganza, Isle of Wight, and there are some that I'm not quite sure of.
You will be dressed normally, and you won't be driving a land speeder, I'm assuming.
No, I won't. I should definitely be dressed normally, as I've got slightly older.
Cars from a long time ago, but not a long, long, long time ago.
No, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Take care.